combined into one.
It's really well done. Now, what style was your poem written in?
This, I guess it was just like freestyle, free verse without any really set kind of boundary, just that rhyme at the end, but that's really it.
Yeah, I think the boundaries, though, milestones of life created a nice structure for you to work within. That was excellent. That's from Jason. And next up, we're going to go to Elena. And Elena, what do you have to share?
I have a fall narrative poem that we wrote that was an assignment from fall. So it's called A Thanksgiving Like No Other. Here we are preparing for yet another Thanksgiving. In the kitchen preparing foods that we were just beginning. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and pie. The list was endless, many foods, oh my. Weather so chilly, leaves so bright. I have much to be thankful for on this special night. A familiar feeling, a memory's past, but something felt different with the memories last. Our family was present, this much we knew. New faces were coming, which felt awkward and new. Soon new guests will arrive from lands far and wide. What will they be like? I have nothing to hide. Venezuelan, Colombian, Jamaican, faces new and different experiences. That familiar feeling was fading away. What could I learn on this Thanksgiving day? We sat at the table to give thanks and eat. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, green beans, and meat. Pumpkin with whipped cream like fluff. New foods too many. What is this stuff? Our faces look different and the way we dress. But when you look past the surface, we are the same more or less. In the depths of our hearts, we give thanks on this day. We represent this world, joining together to pray.
How nice. Did you have a big Thanksgiving?
Well, a couple years ago, our family, we take in exchange students. And so a couple years ago, we had this big, huge Thanksgiving. And a lot of people from different countries were coming, including Venezuela, Colombia, Jamaica. And so I based this poem off of that because I just remembered all the memories. And yeah.
I was wondering about, certainly you can write poems that include things in them that are embellished or not totally true, but what you wrote seemed really from the heart and that it was completely factual. I was curious whether you had all those people at the table. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks.
And next, we've got Lydia. And we'll find out what she's going to share. Hi, Lydia.
Hi. I wrote an ode. So I wrote this recently. We just did a little, like, we learned about poems recently, and we learned about the different ones. So I did an ode and two haikus, but I wanted to read my ode. So it's called Ode to the Earth. Rivers, oceans, lakes, ponds, streams, creeks, and waterfalls. Beautiful rushing water over the cool pewter stones, dazzling blue, shining like a gem, flying wind carrying leaves through the air, floating them down from their branches to the soft ground, lush grass, shamrock green underneath the feet of the many who walk the earth, emerald pines, strong and mighty, with hundreds of rings around the stump, hillsides dusted with flowers, shades of salmon, magenta, periwinkle, lilac, and iris, the violet, lapis, peacock, and slate, the apricot, marigold, amber, and butterscotch, stems, juniper, growing tall, drops of dewfall resting upon their touch, animals, small and big, roaming without a worry, walking the plains, deserts, and mountains. Fish, sea creatures, swim in oceans, seas, and lakes. People in cars, buses, taxis, scurrying around the city. bright blinking lights and honking horns, gray clouds against a blue sky. The earth holds so many wonderful things, so step back. Sometimes you need to stop and take a look around.
You must like nature a lot. Do you like to spend time out in the woods or walking around or at the beach?
Yeah, I like to go on walks. Yeah, I really do like nature. I like also like taking pictures of sunsets. I always found that like really pretty to me.
It really shows in the way that you wrote that, that you've just got a lot of respect and reverence for nature. Roman is next, and what's your poem called?
Okay, so I have an ode just like Lydia did. It's I really appreciate pizza, and this is my ode to pizza. So the delivery car pulls up. Oh, that sound, the sound of the doorbell ringing, is music to my ears. Oh, that glorious item, Italy's finest creation, I must say. And that helpless delivery man, he gets paid at least minimum wage. This isn't okay because he's delivering heaven to earth. I take it, I pay him, and I take the masterpiece to the counter. Wow, look at that steam, rising the smells of a true masterpiece. I take the lid of the box, hesitating to open it. It might be angry at me. Do you know how to knock, it might say. I gulp and open it. Plain, with three layers of crunchy bread, gooey sauce, and fragile cheese. So fragile that if you take a slice, it might all fall off. But beware, toppings can ruin this. As if plain pizza were suffering in a cage, and the cage were the toppings. Mmm, that taste. More than a miracle, and I love it.
That's really a great poem. I almost hesitate to ask, do you have a favorite go-to pizza place?
Well, if I'm looking for something good, it'll come from the pizza station, most likely.
Excellent. I wish we had time for more poems, but we're close to the top of the hour. Will you guys consider coming back sometime to share more? It can be prose or poems. It's really been great to hear all of them. I'm glad that we ended in sort of a whimsical way. I don't think I've ever heard a poem about pizza before, let alone an ode.
There you've got a great group. Didn't they sound wonderful? Assumption School's eighth grade poets. And they recorded that segment. We were live with them back on February 10th, 2018. Live, real live music coming up with Bertha and the Bells. We're getting them ready right now, and they'll join us momentarily. Broadcasting live, along with Bertha and the Bells, Chad Green, and Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. We're in historic Allegheny Square. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Little word blue, little guitar boogie makes me the night waste, just the way blue. Up and leave. Home looks so lonesome. Won't your home look lonesome when you be back up and leave? so lonesome when you be back up and leave. Home look lonesome. Home look so lonesome when you be back up and leave. Don't the sun look lonesome shining down through the trees? Don't the sun look lonesome? Sun looks so lonesome shining down through the trees. Oh, tell me, baby, what's the matter now? I wanna know. Oh, Lordy, baby, tell me what's the matter now. Is you gonna quit your daddy anyhow? Is you gonna quit your... Is you gonna quit your daddy anyhow? Baby, that's all right. That's all right for you. Baby, that's all right. Baby, that's all right, honey, that's all right for you. Well, you know I love you in a way you do. You know I love you. You know I love you in the old way you do. Something going on wrong. Tell me what's the matter, baby. Went away last night and stayed out all night long. Honey, that's all right. That's all right for you. Baby, that's all right. I love you, baby, any old way you do. The sun gone down, ain't this a lonesome place? Sun gone down. Sun gone down, ain't this a lonesome place? I feel so lonely, can't see my baby's face. So lonesome here, can't see my baby's face. Put me down, please. You are the sweetest girl in town. Don't your home look lonesome when your baby back up and leave? Home looks so lonesome. Home looks so lonesome when you be back up and leave.
Mississippi John Hurt here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Worried Blues. How are you feeling today? Do you need something to brighten your day? Maybe put a smile on your face. You're about to hear it. Bertha and the Bells are going to be performing. And not only will you have a chance to sample them this morning, but I think once you hear them, they're going to convince you to come see them Thursday, September 8th. This coming Thursday, 7 o'clock at Schenley Plaza in Oakland, right in front of the big Carnegie Library, Maine. We'll tell you more about that show in the hour ahead. Speaking of places to go, our new Youth Media Center is open, and in collaboration with the Regional Asset District, we have some open houses coming up. Tuesday, September 20th from 4 to 7, hands-on tours and fun in the Youth Media Center. Saturday, September 24th from 11 to 2, you can attend the live SLB Broadcast and tour our production facilities. More information at slbradio.org for those particular sessions. We hope we'll get a chance to see you at one or more. There's some in October as well. So what can I tell you about Bertha and the Bells? I've known Annie Trimble for a long time, probably 35, 40 years. Richard Gordon is here as well. Meeting him face-to-face for the first time today, despite the fact that I enjoy listening to him on WRCT, our flagship station, where he does a great folk show called Whiskey Before Breakfast. He also lives close to me. Maybe we'll see each other now that we've seen each other. Pam Holly is also here, and Alice Baker. I heard them warming up. You're going to hear just some wonderful, tight harmonies. Alice Baker, I'm sorry. Some tight, I'll bet that happens constantly. I apologize. You're going to hear some tight harmonies, some great instrumentals, and I think just some music that'll make you just feel good as you're driving along or just sort of enjoying having the radio with you wherever you are. So let's welcome Bertha and the Bells.
Begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare. Flaming locks of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what it means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. Had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Please don't take him even though you can.
Bertha and the Bells, what a great version of that song. I've never quite heard the astonishment that that song contains the way Pam sang that song. Let's meet everybody. And Pam, we might as well start with you since you sang the lead on that. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? And some of you I know more about than others, but I want to be sure the audience knows who you are, too.
Yes, I grew up in Pittsburgh, always involved with music. My mom and dad said, you got to take piano lessons. I'm like, but I don't want to practice. You'll be happy when you're older that you took them. And I really am. Went to school, minored in music, met my husband there, Jim. If you're listening, hello, Jim. And was involved with some community theater, children's theater. So when music for me is all about emotion. So I think when we can sing with emotion, the audience then is, it allows them to feel the emotion too, whether it be joy, sadness, whatever. It brings everything out.
Yeah, I've probably heard Jolene certainly at least 100 times without exaggeration. And there's something about the way you did it. It's like, don't do it.
You know, that's my man.
It really came across.
Thank you, Larry.
Very, very well. Where did you, what community did you grow up in?
In Shaler Township, went to Shaler High School, then went to Indiana University of Pennsylvania for school. That's where I met Jim, lived out in Philly for a while, and then his job brought him back here and been singing in a couple different bands. But I'm so happy to be with Bertha and the Bells.
Yeah,
it's a great group.
IUP has a great music department.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
They always have. Annie is here, and Annie and I were talking earlier when we first opened our studios here in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Annie was here along with Kurt Cooper, Southwind.
Actually, it was Kate Long we brought in.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
She was doing a house concert that night.
You're so right.
She was here inaugural.
How did I forget that? You guys were here, though.
Yeah, we were here.
And that was back in 2004, but Annie has been a stalwart folk musician and just a great community member and friend of SLB for a long, long time. How did this happen, Bertha and the Bell?
Well, it's just, there's a really great, losing the words here, critical mass of folk musicians in Pittsburgh. And I've been retired for 12 years now, and I've been going to old-time jams. And we used to host a song circle at our house where we met Pam and Jim, her husband. And Alice and Richard have recently moved to or back to Pittsburgh and met them in local jams. And it's just been like, okay, let's do that. I mean, they were part of a band before I was asked to join last summer. But I'm just real excited because this has been a dream for me to sing with two other women in harmony, three heart harmonies. It's just a dream come true.
Annie's a California girl, yeah. And I'm forgetting how it came to pass that you came east.
My first husband got a job out here. I've been here for 32 years now, 33 years.
Wow, what a change! When did you start playing music?
Like Pam, I had piano lessons, but I just remember singing was always part of my family life. My dad loved singing, kind of plunking a guitar or a banjo, playing harmonica. And when I was about 12 or 13, I took guitar lessons, a group guitar, and I just went, oh my God, this is great. I mean, I loved classical music, but I didn't have the discipline, and I had a really good ear, so I could never really read music well. I can, go through it. But the guitar was just my instrument, and I just loved it because I could take it anywhere and I could sing with it. And it was just, I just took off from there, played in a couple of bluegrass bands and old-time bands and a Cajun band. And
yeah, a lot. Contra dances, all sorts of things.
Well, that's happened since I moved to Pittsburgh. But yeah,
I was on eBay the other day, and I happened to land on an anthology of music that was always on our piano growing up, and it brought back all these memories of singing, I think it was the Fireside Book of Popular Songs, hardbound, kind of brown and green. I'm getting some nodding heads here. And then I said, I'm going to look and see if there's some other books of songs I remember from my childhood. And it's amazing how you know, a piano in the house, it can make for a great life.
Yes.
As people play. Alice Backer, I've got that right. And Alice, tell me about you.
I'm a native of Pittsburgh. I grew up in Squirrel Hill. And my mother was a piano player. And this is a long time ago. She played the piano for the silent films. That was her first job.
Wow.
So that was pretty exciting to hear.
We learned something new.
Well, Tom Roberts here, a musician in Pittsburgh, still does that from time to time. Will play for silent films. He was doing that at the theater in Dormont for a while, Hollywood, I think it is. That had to be really amazing, the stories your mom could tell about doing
that.
She
was pretty quiet about it, but I thought it was amazing.
When did you start to play the fiddle?
Well, my mother realized I could sing in tune, and she was delighted to finally have someone in the family that could sing in tune. And all of the girls on the street were taking violin lessons. And I say violin because we didn't even know what a fiddle was. So I also took violin lessons, and I lasted longer than all the girls on the street because I'm the only one that stuck to it. And I moved to New York as an adult to be a computer programmer. And when I moved to New York, the violin became a fiddle, and it's been that way ever since.
At the risk of getting too deep in the weeds, what language were you programming in when you moved to New York? Do you remember?
COBOL.
That's what I was wondering.
It goes back pretty far.
The data division, all the divisions. I vaguely remember COBOL. but that's exciting. Did you go to Alderdice?
I did go to Alderdice. I'm very proud of that. So if anyone from Alderdice is listening, I'm here representing you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the musicians that have come out of Alderdice, incredible number of great musicians.
They do have a music school within Alderdice now. Is that right? No, Kappa.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
Kappa.
They don't have a music school. But they have still a great school, good science department.
And still, they have music, but I mean the main the Creative and Performing Arts School, Kappa, gets a lot of students, too. And then finally, we have Richard, who I get to meet. Richard hosts a great folk show. I want to mention that right off the bat on WRCT, which you can hear and enjoy. And it's Wednesday mornings.
Wednesdays at 11 o'clock and runs till 1 o'clock. And now, to make Bruce Mountjoy happy, I've added a bluegrass show for an hour on your midweek bluegrass break at 1 o'clock on Wednesdays.
And that's at 88.3 WRCT, one of our affiliates. If you're not in Pittsburgh, they stream at WRCT.org. Fancy that. You know, what a coincidence that that's it. Richard, when did you start doing this?
Sixth grade. Because I started rebelling against classical music that was being forced down my throat. So my dad gave me his old tenor guitar, you know, four-string guitar, and started playing with that. And then when I was finally allowed to quit the clarinet in seventh grade, he, you know, allowed me to get a six-string guitar, and I've been rebelling ever since. The first compliment I ever got from him about playing my music was I was playing in a Celtic band at the time, and he came to the concert, and he said, "Oh, glad to see you're playing more than three chords now."
Thanks, Dad.
Exactly.
Was he a musician as
yes,
well?
Yes, his father was a classical concert violinist, and my dad was a very, very active amateur violinist. He was a biochemist by trade, and you know, so yeah, I've been playing mandolin, guitar, and bass for several decades.
And are you from Pittsburgh?
No, I'm originally from St. Louis, and then went to grad school at Mizzou out in Columbia, and then moved to Delaware for 35 years, where I was, like Annie, a tech writer, and like Alice, in the IT department at the University of Delaware. And no, I didn't do COBOL. I did RPG-2. That's how old I am with programming.
Hasbian.
And moved here a little over 4 years ago because my son and his family live here, and I've only got the one son, and that's where my grandkids live. So they allowed me to buy a house three doors up the street and across the street from them in beautiful Avalon, Pennsylvania, so, right near you.
So they're in Avalon as well.
Yep.
That's great. Well, it's so good to have all four of you here. Before they play the next song, I want to make sure that you know that you can hear this beautiful quartet known as Bertha and the Bells. Bertha is the bass. The Bells, you just had a chance to meet along with Richard. It's Richard's nickname is not Bertha. It's they are going to be at Schenley Plaza in Oakland. It's a Calliope concert in the park. While it's free, you're encouraged to make a donation. I hope you will. There's food available from the Porch Restaurant, and some of the other vendors there probably will be open a bit. This is coming up this coming Thursday, September 8th at 7 p.m., and it's a wonderful time to get outside, enjoy this beautiful plaza right near where the merry-go-round is, right in front of the main library. You can't miss it, and it'll be a great time. If you played there before, Annie?
Yeah, I played there with my Cajun band a couple of times. It was really fun.
It should be a great show. And we've linked to information about the concert on our website and Facebook page, and we'll mention it again if you want to make a note of it.
It looks like a really fun location. I mean, when I've been there, you sometimes have hundreds of people playing frisbee or bocce or on the lawn between the tent and the library. It just looks like a whole lot of fun.
It really is a melting pot to all sorts of different kinds of people, different ages and origins. It's a great place to hang out. People watch, too. You can watch and think and listen. But you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, by the way, and Bertha and the Bells have more music for you. What do you want to do next?
Well, this is one I've performed on Saturday Light Brigade before, one that I wrote when I moved to Pittsburgh.
When I first moved to Pittsburgh.
In 1988-89, I flew into the old airport, and this big sign with two arrows, one pointed to Moon and one pointed to Mars. And little did I know, it was going to be an adventure learning to drive around Pittsburgh. So it's familiar to a lot of your listeners, Larry. Okay, here we go. One, two, three. When first I moved to Pittsburgh, unfamiliar with this town, I bought myself a city map to learn my way around. A lot of good it did me, though, and it soon became quite clear. The guys who made that map have never driven around here. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. Well, I'd been here just a week or two when I received a call from a new friend. I'd agreed to drive down to the local mall. When I asked her for directions to her house, she said to me, "It's easy, hon, you turn right where the old hills used to be." Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. I didn't know that Hills was a department store or where it had been.
One day I stopped in Aspinwall for reasons I forget. To get back on the highway, going south would be no sweat. Wrong. At last a sign for 28, but what I didn't see was the arrow for the turn I missed, well hidden by a tree. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here.
Well, here's a few things that I've learned since I moved to Pittsburgh.
Well, Brady's Bridge won't take you to the south side from downtown. There's Fry Roads here named Washington. South Heights is north of town.
They say that Mars is close to here, the green belt sometimes blue. And now I know that 7th Street ends at 6th Avenue. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. So if you're trying to get from Rosslyn Farms to Boone or Beaver Falls, the Fort Pitt tubes to Carson Street, McMurray to Munn Hall, if you try and use a Veterans Bridge to get to a Steelers game, take it from one who's been around and around and around and around. The story's still the same. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here.
That song has been requested so many times. People love that song, and I'm not sure which. It still makes me smile every time I hear it, and I hear new things in it. And in your commentary, it never occurred to me like where the old hills used to be. I always took that as being, yes, we refer to landmarks that are no longer there, but hills is a word in and of itself, not just the name of a department store. So to say, yeah, over there where there used to be these old mountains here. I really never thought about that that particular thing. And it's still Pittsburgh is still, I was going to say unforgiving, but that's not really fair. But I still get lost, even with a GPS.
It's, Larry, where are you from?
I grew up in Churchill, Churchill Borough. It's sort of right where Churchill, Wilkins Township, and Turtle Creek come together. And then we now live in Avalon. Ricky and I moved there about 35 years ago. And what I can remember most, talking about Pittsburgh and its geography, after, you know, I left the house that I grew up in, first I moved to Moon Township, then I moved to Sewickley, then I moved to Regent Square, all of which to my parents, particularly my dad, were like, I might as well have moved, you know, to another state. And it's, you know, he needed a AAA triptych, you know, to get from his house to our house. And then he would always tell folks, even now, living in Avalon, when we first moved there, he'd tell people we live out by the airport, which isn't exactly right, but no. It came to pass, I think, that he just assumed he doesn't live out by the airport. So anywhere else that seems on another side of Pittsburgh must be out by the airport. And my dad was not a man that was not intelligent. He just geographically was the classic kind, we are not going to cross rivers or bridges.
Tunnels.
Yes.
My parents would say, what, in the South Hills? Yeah. Oh, my gosh, we're not going over there.
The other, as long as when I lived in Moon Township, which is near that airport, I really liked that because when I would get lost, I would just have to ask people, how do you get to the airport? And they would tell me. It was a very nice thing to have. Like, how do I get back to my own house?
Well, I've experienced some of the things in Annie's song since I've only lived here about 4 years. But thank heavens for GPSs.
Yes.
I mean, there was a session, an old-timey session. I think Alice went to it, too, out in Ligonier. And back in when Annie and Alice and I were starting off playing folk music, if you're going to a music party that far out of town, you would have had to get a letter with the directions written out. Now it's like you get the address, plug it into the GPS, and you'll find your fellow musicians.
Yeah, for me, the best part is the prediction of time has made me a lot more relaxed, and it's incredibly accurate. telling you what time you're going to be somewhere.
It knows about traffic, too, which is amazing to me.
Yeah. It's crazy. Not that this is – yes, you're listening to GPS Talk with Bert and the Bells, who happen to be playing music. So my phone has taken to sending me a weekly summary of all of the places I've been on a map. Remember the cartoons that or the documentaries about wars that would kind of show a map and a beeline of, you know, where folks went? It started – it's doing that to me, and I don't know if I like it or not for a couple reasons. A, it seems intrusive. B, it's showing me like going from Avalon to the north side to Avalon to the north side. It's making me feel like I've got a dull life. But, we should get to more music. We're gonna have time for a full for the full set here. You've got an instrumental next, is that?
Yes.
This is Panhandle Rag. It's Bob Wills' tune. It's a swing tune.
Great song. Alice, that sounded great. And again, I hope you'll come and see these guys when they're performing. Do you have anything else coming up beyond September 8th, 7 o'clock, Shanley Plaza?
We have some private shows. We're doing a retreat near Ligonier, party there, and then a couple other private parties. So we'll get some other public gigs that we can announce and have on our website.
Well, that certainly implies, or one could infer, that they could retain Bertha and the Bells for a private
absolutely
party. How would one do that?
Alice?
Well, I believe that we're actually using Alice's email address as our contact, are we not? Well, all right, we don't have to.
Well, you can call me and I'll get a hold of them. Let's
or
do that.
You can always reach me. I'm Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard. @gmail.com.
Perfect. There you go. Or if you let me know, I'll make sure I can connect you to them. They'd be great for a wedding, wouldn't they? Or just a fun party.
Fun party, too, yep.
A welcome to fall party. It'd be a great deal of fun. And the website's coming. It's not available yet. I did put a picture of them on our Facebook page if you'd like to take a look at it. It doesn't do them justice. Although I put another picture on there that somebody who's a better photographer than me took that's up there as well. Let's talk about what you have in your hands.
Absolutely.
Right now.
This instrument, I just think it's the cutest thing. It's a banjo uke or a banjolele. And when we first started out as a band, I was doing a lot of the singing. And I thought, I want to have an instrument to play along as well, because I do play a little guitar, but we have such a good guitarist there, we didn't need one. So Richard has a ton of instruments at his house, and I've seen them. There's a lot. He said to me, I have this little banjo uke that I think would be great. And so he brought it to rehearsal one day, and I'm like, I like the feel of it. It's small as opposed to a bigger guitar. This is very comfortable. And so thank you, Richard, if I haven't thanked you before. I love
it. Well, one of the things I love about it, Larry, is that, you know, on the bass, I'm hitting the 1, 3, and a 4 beat measure, and Annie's emphasizing the 1 and the 3 and a 4 beat measure. And with the banjo uke, you know, like the backbeat on a bluegrass mandolin, Pam's emphasizing the 2 and the 4 in each of those measures. So it's really great. It really fills out the rhythm sound. I'm really thrilled that she's doing it.
Yeah, it sounds higher in the
right.
rhythm sound.
Yeah. It sounds great. Is it tuned like a ukulele?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds really great. And it looks like, picture a banjo with 4 strings and then put it on the copy machine and maybe
reduce it.
Yeah, maybe a 50, not quite 50, maybe a 60% reduction. But
and it weighs a lot less.
Yes.
Yes.
It's in light. Love it.
Is the back, okay, the back's closed.
It's got a closed back, but if she wants more volume, she and her husband could open it up. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Whoops.
I just learned something new.
Bertha and Vels here, and they were kind enough to sort of let me know what songs they were going to play. I don't know anything about this song.
Oh, this next song. Well, as you've heard, the Bells just sing wonderfully. But every once in a while, they do let me sing a song.
Nice.
And in this next song, you will hear what the Bells really think of me. It's an old Bill Clifton song called Too Old to Cut the Mustard.
He's too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had a lot of pep. I could get around, I didn't need no help.
But now you're old and getting gray. The people look at you and say, he's too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I'm getting
too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I used to jump just like a deer.
But now you need a new landing gear.
I used to jump a picket fence.
But now you're lucky if you can jump an inch. He's too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I'm getting
too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had an automobile.
But now you're stuck in a chair with wheels.
I'd fight the gals off with a stick.
But now they say he makes me sick. Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I'm getting
too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Do you agree, Alice? I was young and in my prime, the gals all used to stand in line.
But now they go the other way.
And as they leave, I hear them say,
he's too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I've gotten
too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
What a nice sound. You hear everything in that particular song. The tight harmonies of the Bells. A nice voice, Richard. And the emotions and the back and the forth. It's got me wondering where the expression cut the mustard came from.
I've not done the research. I will have to do that. But it certainly was a phrase that indicated you couldn't do it. You know, that goes back at least to the 1930s, if not before that.
Yeah. And you did you say Bill Clinton?
Bill Clifton.
That?
Bill Clifton. No.
No, I did hear that correctly. I was just I was trying to imagine Bill and Hillary in the duet part back and forth.
Oh, my God.
He played the sax, right?
Hillary Clinton does not sing well.
I could also see the Berrymans doing that song. Wow, what a great song. Bertha and the Bells, I hope will record an album one of these days. You guys are really, really good. And what's what I think is especially nice is you don't often hear a group configured like this. You've got three really great singers with wonderful harmonies, almost like sisters singing. And Richard with them balances them out beautifully. And you'll
the get bad brother.
The bad brother.
Yes, I'm the black sheep of the family.
Or the white sheep. You never know. But the one – you've got sort of a black and white musical shirt on. What a great group. How do you arrange these songs? Does it take a while to figure it out? Is it collaborative?
It's definitely collaborative. I think we all bring – I'm the newest member of the band, but we've all brought tunes that we really like to the band, and then we kind of work on who will do harmony, if there's harmony, who's going to sing lead, and, you know, arrange when the fiddle break's going to happen.
Oh, it looks like Bruce – Bruce is here. Did he Google
Bruce has,
Cut the Mustard for us?
Yes. Bruce, from a rival radio station, has come in and given us the true information.
In the spirit of cooperation.
Thank you.
Thank
feel
you.
That, too. Yes, he's a good colleague to both Larry and me. When did we start saying cut the mustard? Cut the mustard appears to be an American original. Evidence for the phrase can be, and then your phone went blank. yes.
Pledge now for the rest of the answer.
Yes, otherwise, you know, Saturday Light Brigade needs your pennies.
Okay, he's brought back.
First appearance in a Galveston, Texas newspaper in about 1891. Hmm. And that is a reference to O. Henry using it in a story in 1907.
Oh, interesting.
Thank you, Bruce.
So the candy bar, they must have been cutting mustard up to go into the O. Henry candy bars. No.
Yuck.
Wrong Henry.
Yes, I'm more
that was Henry Aaron.
Or Henry the cartoon character.
We were talking about where the songs come from. I think we have such different and yet similar backgrounds. I mean, Annie, Alice, and I have done a lot of playing in the bluegrass environment and in the old-time environment. And Pam has done so many show tunes and really like brings some songs from the pop side of the family, if you will. And it's just, for me, one of my favorite things is I bring a song to the Bells to sing, and they like it, and they do it. You know, it's just so much fun to have it come out like this. And they're just wonderful singers, and it's just a real pleasure for me to be here thumping away on Bertha behind
me. I like the fact that our voices are so different qualities, they just blend really well. Mm-hmm. It just gives me goosebumps.
The timbre is different, and they fit together so nicely. This Thursday, 7 o'clock, September 8th, Schenley Plaza in Oakland. You can see them outside in the park. Should be a great show. They've got three more songs, I think, to do, if my ciphering is right. And the next one looks like a train is coming our way.
This is an old Delmore Brothers song.
Ooh, I see train things. I won't ruin the surprise.
Happy. At the station, and I'm gonna catch a Tennessee choo-choo. Blue days gone away. Sunshine's here to stay. My pocket's full of money, and I'm gonna catch a Tennessee choo-choo. There'll be dad and mother and a curly-headed brother, what a welcome sight to see. And if I'm lucky, maybe there's a Tennessee baby waiting there for me.
Mr. Engineer,
hurry. Start this train. Take me back again. Been so long waiting, so don't be hesitating with the Tennessee choo-choo train.
some sight to see. And if I'm lucky, maybe there's a Tennessee baby waiting there for me.
Mr. Engineer,
hurry, start this train. Take me back again. Been so long waiting, so don't be hesitating with this Tennessee choo-choo train.
Such a great repertoire here of songs. Pam Holly, Annie Trimble, Alice Backer, and Richard Gordon together, Bertha and the Bells. How did the name, that had to be like Eureka as soon as the name came out.
There's another band out there nationally called Bill and the Bells. So I suggested Bertha and the Babes. Mm. But Alice said, no, let's go with Bertha and the Bells. So that's where the name came from.
And was Bill also a bass, or was he a person?
No, he plays the fiddle in that band, doesn't he?
I think so. They were on Mountain Stage last week.
Were they?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, so
I didn't notice that.
They're really, really good.
He plays guitar, I think.
Yeah, he plays guitar. There's a guitar, banjo, and a fiddle, and they swap back and forth and stuff.
Is that the show, the Early Maze? I've yet to listen to that, but plan on it. Kathy Mateo is doing great things with Mountain Stage, taking over for Larry Gross. And she's just a natural taking over that show. Birth and the Bells have two more songs to do. You're going to recognize the next one, I think. We'll see. And it looks like Pam's going to sing it, and I'm really happy to see that. This is often an instrumental. It does have words. Oh, do I have the right? Oh, did I?
If you're going to let us do two more, we're going to do a Boo Bryant song.
Oh, yeah, there's time for two more as long as you guys are okay.
Yeah. Okay, this sounds like a plan. All right.
Johnny is a joker.
He's a bird.
A very funny joker.
A silly bird.
But when he jokes, my honey,
he's a dog.
His joking ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny is the joker that's a trying to steal my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Johnny sings a love song.
He's a bird.
He sings the sweetest love song.
A Tweety bird.
But when he sings to my gal,
he's a dog.
To me, he's just a wolf dog.
A meanie dog.
Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you'd better leave my lovey-dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you'd better find a chicken little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher.
He's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
A little bird.
Well, he's the teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
What he wants, he can get now.
A dirty dog.
Even may the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Yeah. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you'd better leave my lovey dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you'd better find a chicken little of your own. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own.
Oh, yeah.
Great song.
I know Larry's up against in terms of time. Why don't we just go straight into Sweet Georgia Brown? Pam wanted to go get her banjo later.
She did. This is the song I was thinking you were going to play first, and this is the one you'll recognize. Are you going to sing this, Pam?
Yes.
This will be nice.
And then we do an instrumental with it.
And let me
get ready for this. We speed up with this. It's a lot of fun.
And let me thank you in advance for being here, because this might be the last chance we have to talk. Look for them Thursday, September 8th, 7 o'clock, Schenley Plaza, for a great outdoor show, Calliope's Concert in the Park. Once again, Bertha and the Bells.
Thanks, Larry. Okay.
gal made has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. With two left feet and oh so neat is sweet Georgia Brown. Well, they all sigh, they wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why, 'cause you know I don't lie.
Not much.
It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Well, since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas, she can't get all the fellas she ain't met. Georgia named her, Georgia claimed her, sweet Georgia Brown.
Beautiful sound from Bertha and the Bells. I can't thank you enough for being here this morning. You've just sounded
Thanks,
great. Pam Hawley, Annie Trimble, Alice Backer, Richard Gordon, and I can't mention it enough. This Thursday, the 8th, it's easy to not let it sink in. Thursday, the 8th, 7 o'clock. Right in front of the main branch of Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, which is known as Schenley Plaza by the merry-go-round. In between Hellman Library, you know where it is, I hope, in Oakland, you'll get a chance to hear from them. Thanks to Chad Green for a great mix. Thanks to Robert Gray for a great rescue this morning. And thanks also to our other guests today, students from Pittsburgh Sterrett and from Assumption School. And thanks to Ricky. I'm sorry I didn't thank you. But she said I'm used to it. Ricky Berger, thank you. Alexis Thompson does our booking. We will look for you again next week here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, from SLB Radio Productions. Library, you know where it is, I hope, in Oakland. You'll get a chance to hear from them. Thanks to Chad Green for a great mix. Thanks to Robert Gray for a great rescue this morning. And thanks also to our other guests today, students from Pittsburgh Sterrett and from Assumption School. And thanks to Ricky. I'm sorry I didn't thank you. But she said I'm used to it. Ricky Berger, thank you. Alexis Thompson does our booking. We will look for you again next week here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I come in and squash your weekends flat. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, and independent freeform radio owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 12 o'clock. Love. Those are the Swingin' Supremes here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Happy Labor Day weekend. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your soul in the swing, your cum laude graduate of the Chetwick Institute Group Orchology, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. Please, no phone calls today. No phone calls. I'm not in the studio today, so save your phone calls for another week. But do check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Looking for cloudy skies out there today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms at a high of 85. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Sunday. We will check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes.
It's a solid summer weekend. More music now.
Reaching back to 1967, here's Lulu on Radio 9.